Okay, good evening. if you're listening live, this is John Johnson on Radio Edutalk, and I'm delighted tonight to be talking I've been told I'll be talking wellies and biscuits and pints by my guest Susan Ward, who's going to talk a bit about Perigoo, but we'll get there. Good evening, Susan.
Good evening.
It's really great to have you on the show. Obviously, Perigoo makes some sticky waves across the education in Scotland, so it'll be really interesting to find out what's going on. And we've had a few tweets out about this tonight, so I'm guessing people are listening. If you are listening and you've got any questions as we go, feel free to tweet them out with the hashtag Edutalk, or mention at Susan Ward 30 or myself at John Johnson, and we'll try and pick them up. No promises. So maybe you could start off though, Susan, by telling people that don't know you who you are and what you do and how you got there, sort of thing.
Sure. So yeah, I'm Susan Ward, and I am working at the moment. I'm a deputy head teacher in the Borders, and I've been down in the Borders since about 2012. Before that, I taught in Edinburgh, and really why I'm on talking to you tonight, John, is through this Perigoo connection that I've got. And I can talk you through a little bit of how I came to be involved with Perigoo, because it's a long and tangled story, as I think all teachers' stories are, of where they first started out and where they ended up. But I had taught for 7 or 8 years in Edinburgh, in a really big school, you know, big staff, lots of people, lots going on, and that was all great. And I think I really took for granted that network that was around me right from the start of my career. And then when I moved out to the Borders in 2012, that was a really different experience, out to a rural school, very different geographically, you know, in terms of getting teachers together to talk and share and learn from each other. That was a very different way of working for me that I hadn't come across before. And as I say, it really highlighted to me how much I had just assumed that was always there, you know, that you had teachers and you sparked off each other and that was happening. And really, around about that same time, my interest in Twitter started to kind of increase. And the Perigoo Friday hashtag, which is a big part of what Perigoo does, is something that happens every Friday. And the idea really is that teachers can share the highlights of their week in the classroom. So it might be something they tried in class, and they're talking about how it went well. It might be, sometimes it's a resource that they might have made or that they want to share with other people, but mostly it's people saying, oh, I tried this and it was amazing, or I did this and for the first time ever it worked, and or I came at it in another way for this little guy and he totally got it. And it completely captivated me. I was amazed that all these teachers were on here just sharing, just putting what they do out there. And it was just tweet after tweet after tweet of good stuff. And some of it I thought, oh, wow, that's amazing. I want to go and try that. And I could just pick it up and run with it in my class. And other stuff I would look at and think, oh, well, you know, I can see why that's worked for you, but it's not for me. And some of it wasn't relevant to my setting or what I did at all. But it was just amazing to know all those teachers were out there. And it really it inspired me, really, to get involved. And that's where we've ended up. So
I mean, I think it's one of the most interesting hashtags, but because it sort of almost mandates positivity.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I think one of the first things I did in the school that I was in at that time, the much smaller school when I first came into the Borders, I did like an offline version of it. So just have it in the staff room, you know, right, okay, what has gone well this week? What has been good that we've really enjoyed doing? And that, opening that up and getting teachers to talk about what they do, they find the positives very quickly. I mean, yeah, there's the moans, we've all got the moans, but actually, teachers are working in isolation a lot of the time, and it doesn't really matter whether you've got 15 classes in your school or 40 classes in your school or 4 classes in your school. It's just you in that classroom with those kids, with the door shut most of the time. And there's these magical moments happening where people are sharing and fantastic stuff's happening. And we don't, as teachers, have that type of job where you can, you know, sort of nudge the person sitting next to you with your elbow and say, God, look at that. Wasn't that good? And this hashtag, that's what it is. It's a chance to just say, this happened and I was really proud of it and it went really well. Or a lot of the time, it's people that are saying, well, do you know what? This has been a really tough week, but that wee moment there was just pure stardust. That was just magic. And it worked really well. And exactly as you say, John, it does. It's a sort of mandate for finding the positive parts of your week. And it just takes a few seconds to be involved. And it can really set the weather. And that's what it did for me. It reset the weather, really, in my classroom in terms of, look, it's out there. Everybody, you're connected. You're part of something bigger than just what's happening here. And you don't need to have that feeling of... you not having that network physically around you in terms of the numbers. And you know, I've worked with great colleagues in the Borders, and it's a really supportive place to work and a really encouraging environment to be in if you surround yourself with the right people. But I didn't have it in the numbers that I'd had it in previously, and that was a shock to my system. So it was just great. And that then made me think about, well, if it has had that impact on me, you know, I felt kind of duty bound to take that forward and share that with people, really.
Right. I mean, that sounds a great way for this sort of guerrilla CPD. I always think of it as a sort of grown out of online things, teach me Pedigoo. Maybe the trick is this passing it forward rather than just enjoying the moment sort of thing, you know, the fact that you've taken it on and developed it and let it flow a wee bit, I think is interesting.
I think that's definitely true, and I think that the way you decide to come at that is options. And I think the key word of what you said in there is flow. It's seeing where it takes you. And that's really what we want to encourage, I suppose, through Pedigoo, is just for people to just look, just see where it takes you. Come along to a Teach Meet or a Pedigoo event, or just go into your staff room and say something you wouldn't normally see. You know, it's just see what it takes you. Yeah. Just have a wee adventure and have a bit of fun with it. And it's about connecting people up to give them the opportunities, I suppose, to do that. And it won't be everybody's, you know, bag that they want to come along to an event or that they want to get involved. So really, I suppose the bit I missed out there, John, was to say that I then approached the as was then the Pedigoo moderator team and asked if I could be involved, and was really pleased to get to go in and take that forward. And that's the direction I chose to go in, but it that isn't for everyone. You know, lots of people do just want to you know, get involved with the hashtag or get involved in a smaller way, and really it's about what the thinking is that sits behind it. And I think every teacher you talk to about teaching, or you know, if they've been to a Teach Meet or if they've come to a Pedigoo event, the big thing that people always say is, "Oh my goodness, I didn't realise, yeah. I didn't know these are my people." You know, I can talk about stuff, and the enthusiasm levels go through the roof really quickly if you give teachers a wee bit of space, a wee bit of time. Often give them some biscuits and just say, "What's going on in your classroom? Tell me about that. That sounds really interesting." You know, and just it's like you just light the touch paper for people and they start to open up and talk about what they do. And that, for me, in my career, that has been the most powerful professional development, being able to just talk about what I do and say, "Look, what do you think?" And or you're doing that, or that sounds really interesting, or I would like to try that. Or, you know, it sparks you off into loads of different directions, and it gave me back control over my own professional development, yeah. Which is something I'm really interested in, that I think we need to do more of, is being in charge of how we develop as a profession, how we develop ourselves as teachers and as learners.
So one thing you just said there that just pricked my ears up was this idea of it was when you got to talk, and I wonder if it's a thing I've often thought about blogging, is that when I blog I explain things to myself, and it's almost, do you think that's one of the opportunities you've got in Pedigoo, is not so much the listening, although that's obviously important, but it's the opportunity to have your voice heard.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true, and Pedigoo definitely offers that. So it's a collaborative blog space, really, and anyone can make an account. They can do exactly what you've said, just have a bit of a kind of mind dump or whatever, you know, talk through in their own head how they feel about something and put that forward, and we'll put it up onto the blog for other people to look at and think about. And certainly for me personally, the two things came together when I realised that I could talk to and share what I was doing with other teachers. That made me feel a bit braver, feel a bit more confident, made me feel as if what I had to say was valid and that other people might be interested, and that then led me to blogging. So I think that there's lots of different routes that maybe take you in similar directions, and really what I would like to see is a total plurality of that, you know, that of what we call professional development isn't just one thing, and that one thing isn't just going on a course. And like you say, you know, taking on that role of, you know, just passive listener, just, you know, give it to me. I mean, we know from being teachers that the best way to learn stuff is to be involved in it, you know, to have some say in it and shape it, and, you know, feel like it's you're making something creatively, you know, you're developing it. And that, to me, totally has got to transfer over into how we see ourselves developing as teachers. So whether you come at it through blogging, whether you want to, like I say, talk in the staff room, what we have been really interested in on the Pedigoo team over the last couple of years is looking at the pluralness of that, of how do we provide lots of different opportunities that are ways in to open in that discussion, regardless of how you want to come at it. And as I say, the Pedigoo Friday hashtag, the blog, a lot of the events that we've done over the last couple of years of trying to support teachers to have their own events, and ranging from, you know, sort of bigger style events, which we'll come on to talk about through Pedigoo Muckle, which, you know, clues in the title, really, that the idea being that it was a kind of bigger scale event. But then what the other side of that is, where you might have teachers who actually say, do you know what, I'm up to my eyeballs here, I'm not taking that on. And that's got to be okay too. There needs to be lots of ways to get involved. And that's one of the things I love about Teach Meet as well, actually, is how loose that can be, that as long as you stay true to the kind of value of the thing, you can kind of run it in the way that works for you. And that led us about a year ago now, to think about WeGoo. So we also promote the idea of we Pedigoo or WeGoo. Yeah. Which is much more about one question, half an hour, grab a couple of colleagues, get the kettle on and just hammer it out, just talk about it. And we provide a whole load of questions, and we've got a kind of collaborative space where teachers can upload their own questions. And that's something that we're kind of keen to put into these upcoming events and have that be another pathway, another option, that if you come along to something and think, oh, well, do you know what, that was great, but I'm not committing to running a big, huge event like that. Well, no, you don't need to. You could come at it in this way instead. So lots of options, really.
That's the first mention I've heard of WeGoo. I've somehow missed that, but it's a lovely idea, I think, just to almost formalise a chat, and, you know, give it a name.
And kind of the Pedigoo thing is good for that, because, like I say, what it did for me when I started to get involved with Pedigoo through the hashtag, it made me feel, as I say, that kind of, there was a sort of validity came into it. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, well, actually, this counts for something. And I think that's something I hear a lot from teachers. You know, you come along to events like this, or maybe they have a WeGoo, or they contact you and say, oh, I've done a bit of blogging, or I've done a bit of reading, or I wanted to do this. And they tell you about this amazing thing where they've really thought about it, and they've reflected on what they do, and they've changed something in their classroom, and then they've reflected on it again, and they've refined it. And they say to you, is that CPD though? You know, could I put that in my learning log? You know, and yes! Of course you can. That's amazing, because that belongs to you. You have recognised something that you wanted to change. You've made a change. It might just be a wee change. That's okay. Maybe you did. Just have a conversation about setting or differentiation or classroom door open or shut, whatever. And it sparked you to change something or to try something new. To me, that's the absolute distillation of brilliant professional development, and it's completely owned by the teacher. And Pedagoo, for some teachers, is a way in towards that, because it's a way of formalising it, like you say, just that wee bit, enough that they feel it's not just them having a chat, you know. And I think the more of that that we do, and the more we can get teachers to recognise that, look, anytime you are thinking about reflecting on what you do, and it's changing things, it's impacting things for your learners, that is absolutely professional development, whether you have been in a course or whether you found it in a CPD directory or whether it happened on Twitter, all of that's valid, as long as it's impacting on what you do and you're reflecting on that.
Yeah, this, I mean, I've been in a few discussions around Teach Me and the impact, and whether it gets to, you know, gets to the learners, and if that's how you measure it or not. And again, Twitter, I think a pal of the show, Ian, is listening at the moment, who's doing, Ian Guest, is doing research into Twitter. And one of the comments I was really interested in about TeachMeet was in a series of comments in a blog post. It was by Robert Jones in East Lothian. And he said that he didn't think he'd seen much evidence for TeachMeet affecting learners, but what it was it was very good for the presenters. And I mean, I think you'd need to do some proper research, but I think this idea of all these things is giving people a voice, and just because you're in front of an audience, that makes you think about it a bit deeper. And it's either, you know, I mean, in front of an audience can be a virtual audience, or, you know, in the case of my blog, a fantasy audience.
You know? You do yourself a disservice, Virgil.
But, you know, you're writing, but it's the actual process that you go through to express what you're saying that's really useful. And I wonder if that's the same, especially for the Pedagoo Friday. Because you see an awful lot of things going by, but I wonder if the actual biggest impact is on the people who, what would you say, you know, in the making of it.
Yes.
You know, I'm just...
I think that's true, and I think that all of that is to do with the process. It's about getting yourself to a stage. And some teachers are in the happy position where they're just naturally confident about what they do and happy to share it. But in my experience, those teachers are in the vast minority. Most teachers need to be convinced of the validity of their own practice. You know, they don't have that confidence to say, do you know what, I'm really good at that, so yeah, I'm going to tweet that. Or, yeah, I'll come along to Teach Me, and or I'll come along to your Pedagoo and do a learning conversation. There's that wind your neck in culture that pervades. And I think that is base camp for a lot of people, and it was certainly base camp for me. And I think that the impact for me as a teacher was I was happier in my job as a result of getting involved with Pedagoo and feeling as if my confidence increased. You know, I was more, I always felt confident, and I think that's true of loads of teachers. You know, they're completely confident. They would get up in front of 30 kids, no problem. You know, there's loads of them would get up and do assemblies in front of 400 kids and be fine, but put them in a, you know, a room with 12 of their peers and they just go to pieces. And I think that I'm a big believer in you have to try stuff, and if the thing scares you, that is the number one reason to have a wee bash at it. You know, and I'm not going to be jumping at a plane or skydiving or bungee jumping or whatever time soon, but I think it's that pushing yourself to do something that worries you a little bit. And Pedagoo and Teach Me as well, actually, are brilliant ways to go into that. And anything that makes you happier in your job, more confident, more willing to share with other people, makes you a better teacher, in my opinion, and therefore there's your impact on learners. And okay, that's maybe it's been a circuitous route, but I know that sharing and connecting with other teachers and taking charge of my professional learning made me a better teacher, and that therefore means my learners are getting a better deal. You know, I think to me that's how those things connect together.
Brilliant. I mean, I think there's tons of stuff that they can tease out of that, and a lot of it is the sort of power of listening to your own voice or believing in your own voice. And maybe it's also, you know, usually in the staff room, you kind of keep it jokey. This gives us a chance to take ourselves slightly more seriously. I'm not saying we don't take ourselves seriously, but it allows ourselves to appear to take ourselves more seriously, maybe.
Yeah, and I think also just to have permission to enjoy it. Just have permission to talk about what you do. You know, I mean, God, it's your craft. Mm. It's teaching's an art form. It's a science and it's an art, and it's an emotional roller coaster. And it's people who are in it. We're in it because we're passionate about it. And I think giving teachers space to just share that passion with each other is a really important and valid thing. And then when you say to them, look, this is CPD or CLPL or whatever you want to call it, this is it. It's happening right now. You know, they see that as an added bonus. They hadn't even realised. You know, and I think that it opens doors for people, and that is really what it's all about. And I mean, you said in your introduction, John, I was gonna talk about wellies, and here it is. I'm gonna hit you with my wellies anecdote. Good. Now, right?
Yeah.
Here it comes. So this is. Apologies if you've heard this before, because it was in a blog at the time, one of my blogs. So if you've heard it before, then you know, you can tune out for the next couple of minutes. But it really kind of hit the nail on the head for me, and it was to do with my eldest daughter when she went to Brownie Camp. This is going back almost a couple of years ago now, and we did all the usual nonsense, you know, marshmallows and campfires and all that, and they had done canoeing. And at the end of the canoeing session, the instructor woman said to them, you see that island over there, girls? This is in the middle of this big pond thing, right, in the middle of the Scottish borders, big lake. Or it looked like a lake to me. It was probably more like a large puddle, but it looked fairly large. And she was only 8 at the time. And she says, you see that island in the middle over there? You know, brownies always want to wade out to that, but nobody's ever done it. And the girls, including my daughter, said, well, why not? And she said, well, look at it. You would never make it out as far as that. They always think they could wade out to it, but nobody's ever made it. And you would definitely lose your wellies if you tried it. So, of course, gauntlet thrown down. They waded out, okay, out towards this island, 15 minutes, right? And it was not warm, I have to say. It was not a particularly warm day. They waded out, and my daughter was the only one that made it to the island. Got on there triumphantly, returned, okay? Got back onto dry land. No wellies of any kind. You know, the woman had been completely right, the instructor. The wellies were long gone, lying at the bottom of this pond. And she was absolutely frozen. She was covered in mud. There was mud everywhere. It took about 3 baths and 4 showers to warm her up again. And I said to her, was that worth doing, Molly? Do you really think that was right? And she said, well, do you know what, Mum? I knew I was going to have to lose my wellies, but I got to go somewhere no one else had ever been.
Yeah.
And I thought, there it is. That is it. That's exactly what it is. You need to get a wee bit uncomfortable. You need to try things. You need to have a go. And whether that is going into your staff room and instead of doing all the usual jokey banter saying, listen, I did this in my class, can I tell you about it? Because I'm actually really proud of it. That takes guts.
Mm-hmm.
That takes being a wee bit brave, and it's about shedding off the things that have made us comfortable. But, you know, as Molly proved, you might end up somewhere you've never been, and it's about going on that journey. It doesn't matter. Like I say, it's not about skydiving or bungee jumping. To me, being a wee bit braver is about just trying it. Let's just see what happens. Let's just have a go. And the effect, the change that can have in you as a person, certainly in me as a person, has been huge, because the confidence that comes through trying something new is always worth it. you know, even if the new thing turns out not to be the thing. You know, she got to the island and realised it was just a wee muddy patch of ground that was sticking up a bit higher than all the other muddy ground round about her. There was nothing to see on the island, but it was about getting there. It was the satisfaction of, I tried this and I got to go and do something new. And I think that brings us back to what was seen earlier about it being to do with the process. It's all to do with the process of, first of all, listening to your own voice and then having the guts to make your voice be heard, and then discovering that actually your voice can do good for other people. You begin to realise that through blogging or through talking to other teachers or presenting or doing a learning conversation or a teach meet presentation or whatever, you begin to kindle that in others. You kindle that sense of, oh, she did it, so maybe I can do it. And that is a powerful thing.
Yeah, certainly. It certainly is. Could you maybe sort of expand a wee bit on what Muckle is? I think it started a couple of years ago now.
No, you're totally right. So 2016 was the first Pedigree Muckle, and the idea behind that really was that it would do what it says in the tin, that it would be a larger size event, you know, sort of Scotland-wide, and encourage educators and teachers from across Scotland to come together and really talk about what is a Pedigree event, what is a teach meet, how do those two things speak to each other, and how do we encourage other teachers to get involved? Because you and I were talking just before we came on properly, John, about the idea of teachers thinking, oh well, you know, I want to have a teach meet, but I'll need to ask permission. I'll need to ask the teach meet people, or I want to have a Pedigree event, but I'll need to ask the Pedigree people, or you know, I'll get those Pedigree people to come to my school and do an event. And you know, it's about turning that in its head a little bit. And that first Muckle was really about spreading out and having people see that you're already a Pedigree person. You're already a teach meet person. You don't have to ask anyone's permission. If you are on board with the sort of guiding principles of what Pedigree and teach meet are, then absolutely you go for it. And there are loads of people that will have your back, that will support you and will help you, and you can be a part of that. So that was really where the idea of that first Muckle came from, and that really carried through and set the tone, I guess, for kind of where we've gone. And last year's Muckle in 2017, that was very much about that still, you know, encouraging other teachers to be involved and to expand it out from, rather than it just being the Pedigree team as is, that it was other teachers. And what was really great about last year's Muckle was that it was organised by teachers with support from Pedigree. So it's like what I said earlier, it's that kindling of the flame, you know, sort of stepping back a little bit and letting other people develop it, which I guess is exactly what you do in the classroom. It's just good teaching and learning, you know, that you set it up and then you step back and you let other people take it on. And that really was what sat behind that. And really the buzz that came out of last year's Muckle, there was teachers all over the shop, all over Scotland, saying, oh man, this is amazing, we want to get involved with this, and maybe we could do one, and maybe we could do one, and maybe we could do one, and all these little voices popping up all over the map. And that sort of crystallised into three events that are coming up this springtime, spread. So we've got one in Peebles, one in Aberdeen, one in Irvine. And the idea really is that this is teachers taking it on, and it's teachers saying, do you know what, we get this, and we want to provide opportunities for teachers to come along and talk about what they do, and we'll facilitate it. You know, we'll make that part of what we do now. And it's just that broadening out of it really is what's really exciting, and what we're really keen to develop.
Yeah,
And have Pedigree stand for, that it's a sort of launch pad, if you like. It's somewhere where you can come to the website pedigree.org or use the Pedigree Friday hashtag and see a sort of continuum, a sort of spread of different ways that you could get started. You know, whether it's bouncing you over to Teach Meet, who we consider to be, you know, very much partners in crime, or, you know, this is something that sits alongside Pedigree. Not that the two things are against each other. And I got, when I first got involved with Pedigree, there would be a bit of, you know, oh, is this a pedicure or is this a teach meeting? You know, just saying, well, look, you get, keep it quite loose. You know, as long as you understand what sits behind it, that's what matters. You know, if you want to have, and we incorporate teach meets mm-hmm. into the last few pedigree events. So the three events that are coming up, Pedigree Tweed, Muckle Grampian and Pedigree Gathering, they will all feature a sort of Muckle teach meet element to it, where everyone who comes along gets the chance to experience what it's like to have a to be involved and be part of a teach meet. And I think that's really important that we're not none of it's in silos. You know, it's all of it should flow. Really, it should all speak to each other, and there should be lots of different ways of getting involved. So, and that's kind of where we want it to go.
Yeah. So if I was coming along to one of these Muckles, what, and I hadn't been to one before, what sort of thing should I expect to happen?
So the idea really is that it's mostly centred around learning conversations. So we've got people who have signed up to do that, and there's still time to sign up if you would like to lead a learning conversation at one of the events. You can do that if you just head over to our events page. All the details are on there, and we'll show you how you can get involved. And really the idea of a learning conversation is it's sort of a teach meet but spread out, so it's pulled out a little bit longer. So teach meets, as you know only too well, John, are all about speed. You know, it's get up there, say what you want to say, and then it's somebody else's turn, and that's kind of how it works. And the idea with a learning conversation is that it just slows it down a little bit. So we will have people talk for maybe 15, 20 minutes and say, look, I did this thing, and here's what happened, and this is why I decided to do it, and I had a go, and it developed into this, and now I'm kind of thinking I might take it there. And they'll lay that out for a group of maybe 10 or 12 people, so smaller groups, and then it spreads into a discussion. So people can say, oh, I'm really interested in that, but I work in a totally different setting from you, so how do you think that would work for me? And, you know, it just sparks a bit of discussion and a bit of talk. Mm-hmm. So a couple of learning conversations, interspersed with lots of time, I've got to say, to just talk to the person next to you. Because I don't know about you, John, but often when I go on courses or I go to conferences or these types of things, sometimes the best chat is with the person who's sitting next to you. That's often my favourite bit. You know, you just start to chat. So we want to try to build in time for that. And one of the things that I have to not give away too many of the all the secrets, you know, of these events, because we want you to come along and be amazed at all the things that are happening. But one of the things that's worked really well at events in the past is a sharing table, where teachers bring along something that is, you know, has inspired them, maybe a book or a link to something, or something they've used in the class that has been really good and that they've really enjoyed using and got a lot out of. And it just, again, it's the idea of it sparking discussion that gets people thinking. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's an easier way in for people to say, oh, well, I read this chapter in this book and it made me do such and such. That's sometimes easier for people than saying, I did such and such. You know, they want to talk about where the idea came from. So again, it's just about leaving lots of options there for people. And then, as I said, a part of it is having a teach meet where you just get everybody's names into a hat, and if your name comes out, then you get the floor for two minutes, and you can just riff on whatever you choose to talk about. And it's amazing the number of people that and that's one of the things I love about teach meet, is people, you know, are so scared their name is going to come out of the hat. And then if their name doesn't come out of the hat, they're actually a bit gutted.
Yeah.
Because really, they've got fired up for it. It sparks that thing in you of, oh, well, actually, I do want to talk about what I do. And that's often one of the most powerful things that leads to people going on and having events, whatever shape or form, on their own, is that initial feeling of, oh, actually, I could talk for 2 minutes. So it's the idea really is that it's providing, and I know it's a theme, but it's that flow, it's that range of different ways of sharing, different ways of connecting. Some of them a little bit more formal, some of them quite chilled out and laid back. And hopefully by the end of each of these events, people are coming away from it thinking, right, I could take this forward in my own school. I'm going to have a wee goo question up in my staff room, or I'm going to get my teachers involved and you know, get the person across the hall from me. We're going to do our own wee Pedigree Friday thing, or amazing. I want to have one of them in my school. I'm going for it. We're going to be the big school that you know, goes for it and has the big event this time next year or whatever. Hopefully they will feel they've got a way of coming out of it. And one of the important things coming out of the event is that each person that comes away, we're going to ask them to have a little pedigree pledge. So they're going to formalise a little bit what they want to do and how they want to take it forward. And then we've got a natty way of bringing that back to people's attention so that when they do get sucked back into the wind tunnel of, you know, daily, weekly, termly life in school, there will be that little gentle reminder of, hey, remember that amazing day you had, and look, this is what you were going to do, so don't lose sight of that. And that is hopefully a good way of coming at people, because we all know what that busyness monster is like when it gets a hold of you.
And I think that's one of the things about taking the impact from an event like this, where you get very excited, is to try and hold on to something and actually do it.
Yeah, and for it to be manageable, John, because the thing is, like I say, it's not for everyone. And you know, taking on the organisation of a big event, loads of teachers do not have the headspace for that. It's too much, and I think that's where, like I say, what we're kind of working towards now, this idea of the wee goo, where it's, you know, pint-sized, pedagogy pint-sized, you know, you can compress it all into something manageable that works for you, but be completely clear about the fact that that is professional learning. That is you shaping what's happening with you, and that is you moving forward and moving your own thinking forward, which is what's really important about it. And also, as I say, that idea that through Teach Me and also through Pedigree, that there are lots of people that have got your back, that will support you, and that you can just reach out, and they are honestly right there, happy to be involved and happy to support you as much or as little as you need, getting your first event up and running, or just to chat it through with. Sometimes it's just nice to say, oh, I've got this idea, do you think it'll work?
Well, I think the idea of the networked outside your own school is really powerful, because usually there's people interested in a school and all sorts of things, but what your particular favourite thing is, maybe there's nobody else in your school who's interested in that.
Exactly.
And this just opens it up and gives you a chance, and I think that's one of the great things about even Twitter, that you will find somebody interested in the same minority sport that you're interested in, you know. That's a really useful thing.
I think another great thing about Twitter and also about all of the Pedigree stuff is you also come across people who are not kindred spirits. You come across people who come at it in a completely different way, and that's powerful as well. You know, so you might hear somebody present something and say, "Oof, nah, that's not the way, that does not sit with me, that's not the way I want to go." And that can be really confirming in another way, you know, that you realise there are other ways to do it. And for me, whenever that happens to me, what it does is it makes me go, do I want to do it like that? Would that be better? And I go through that whole process in my head and maybe come to the conclusion that, no, I'm happy with how I do it. But it's made me go through the process, it's made me justify in my head for myself why I do it the way I do it. You know, it makes you, I think, often in teaching, we're so busy and we find a way that works and we run with it, and we don't always have the time or the prompting to look at that thing and say, why is it I do it that way? All right, that's why I do it this way, because, and it gets you to look at your own inner workings a wee bit more, and anything that encourages that is good, whether it's finding that kindred spirit and you really spark and you go off and have an amazing adventure together, or the opposite, it's someone doing it in another way that challenges your thinking. And that might not mean a change in your practice, but what it does is it gets you to look in. Any time that you look in, and it reconfirms and justifies for you why you do it the way you do it, I think is a really positive thing. And that to me is the goo of Pedigree. Like, I have no idea whether Fergal Kelly and Kenny Piper, when they came up with Pedigree, I don't know if that is what they were thinking, but in my head, the goo part is always that big churn in my head of thoughts and ideas and you know, thinking and take a wee step this way and, oh no, that's not where I want to go, I want to go the other way. And that sort of meandering path, that flow through my professional learning, that is, to me, the word is for that absolutely is right, it is goo. So full credit, Fergal and Kenny, if that is what you were planning, guys, then well done. But that's certainly my interpretation of the goo.
I'd be interested to know if they have another origin story.
Oh, they 100% do. I'm sure they do. And no doubt we'll get it. We'll hear about it, I'm sure.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking to a colleague today, and she pointed out that, you know, one person's good lesson was not necessarily another, mm-hmm. although they might be both good lessons that she and I, for instance, would teach in completely different ways. And I think that's maybe something that we can pick up on. Mm-hmm. I also see Caroline out on Twitter. Hi, Caroline. Is saying, you know, for a few visitors, no other teacher in our school, full stop.
And, of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm working in a 2-class school now, and, you know, sometimes I'm sitting in the staff room, there's a fair chance I'll be the only one there. And it, being online and being able to connect. And if you're working in a 1-school teach shop, one teacher shop, I guess it's a real lifeline. Are things like this, especially the virtual ones,
absolutely
you can connect on a bad day or a good day.
And I think that's that thing. It's, you know, I think, you know, teaching abhors a vacuum. We are creative, communicative people. That's why we do the job that we do. You know, I don't think you can do the job if you're not a good communicator, if you're not interested in creating things and helping others create things. That's kind of the gig, and you need other voices. You need that network around you that you can connect, that you can get together, and you can put your voice into the mix. And I think if there's anyone listening to this tonight who considers himself a Twitter lurker, that seems to be the phrase at the moment. I hear lots of, well, I'm on Twitter, but I just lurk. I don't like anything. I don't tweet anything. And, you know, I just watch. And that's cool. You know, and we say that as well. People want to come along to Pedigoo events or come along to teach sheets. And come to your first one and just lurk. You know, just observe it and just get the lay of the land. That's, you know, who doesn't want to do that when something new comes along? You know, it's like looking before you leap. But at some point, you need to just be that wee bit brave, and you will have a soft landing. I promise you, there's good stuff, but you have to be willing to just take that step sometimes. And if there's anyone listening tonight, then do it. Tweet to us right now and tell us that you're there, and you know, you'll say hi, and that's how things start.
That's it started. And certainly I don't remember how long ago it was, I went to Pedigoo event in Citizen AM in Glasgow, and it is a very friendly atmosphere. There's no, you know, you don't need to be worried about not fitting in or not having anybody to talk to, or, you know,
totally
awkward,
and I think
feeling, you know,
absolutely. And I think that's one of the teach meets and Pedigoos, and another word that sort of bounced around sometimes around these types of events is unconference. You know, that it's coming from your own people. This is people just like you that are just talking about what they do, and I think that is really true. And I don't know about you, John, but one of the things I hate more than anything is that awkward first 15 minutes, you know, when you arrive at a conference or a course or whatever, and you don't know anyone, and you're sort of, oh god, where's the tea trolley, and you just want to hide in a corner and eat your free bacon roll and then get in and have the thing start. You know, you don't want to be the new person that nobody knows. But Pedigoo isn't about that. We will seek you out, and we will welcome you in, because you're home. You know, it's about you being part of it, and you don't have to worry about that. And that was the big thing that happened to me really quickly through that hashtag, before I'd even spoken to anyone or taken any further step into Pedigoo. Just looking through those tweets made me realise that actually those are my people. You know, that's I can be a part of that, and that is a really powerful thing. That's the most powerful thing, I think. Then that is what inspires busy teachers with full lives, you know, to give up evenings and Saturday mornings and to come and be part of it, because it is very nourishing. It's a really nourishing experience, being involved in teacher sharing, and that is an important thing. So yeah.
And I think certainly from the one I went, these conversations, which are where my experience, a small group of people, it's mm-hmm. a very easy way to start talking.
Yeah.
Because you're a few people in the same boat and you're not standing up in a shelf anywhere.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that you can pick up just some tiny things that you don't know that could be really useful and delightful, although they're not earth-shattering.
Yeah.
I think it was Kiara?
Kira. Yeah.
I'm rubbish at pronouncing things. Kira, this makes me great. teaching reading, you know. but she had all this fantastic art stuff, but one of the things she showed us was how to fold up a wee book out of A4 paper and make wee toty books.
Oh, she is a legend at that.
And
she is a total legend.
My kids love it, you know. And they do them by themselves sometimes, and you know, we do them for, you know, a book to keep your password in, or something more creative. But they just love them, and that's one of the things I've carried away. And it's a tiny wee thing, but if I'd seen it in a book or a web page or something, I wouldn't have done it unless somebody had made me do it and folded it up for me or whatever. And it's just great. Tiny, but...
But huge. Yeah. So tiny, but huge, you know, and I think that's the thing, that it's the whole idea behind Pedigoo is that, and these upcoming events, is that, you know, it's a muckle impact. And that's the thing, it comes from something little, but important, you know, it's something small like that. And you know, Kira is a past master with all of that in terms of how creative she is, and she's a huge believer in the power of making, you know, that of being creative together is a really powerful thing, and it's a great way in for getting teachers to engage and as a first sort of step in the, or foot in the door towards sharing. It's all these little, I always think these little nuggets are actually some of the most important stuff.
Yeah. So if people want to come along, when the podcast goes out, if you're looking at this, or you listen to this, you'll be able to see the dates over, mm-hmm. I guess, spring, you could call it. And you can also go to pedigoo.org/events. Would that be a good...
Yep.
Is that the right URL?
That's a good place to go. Yep. Mm-hmm. pedigoo.org/events, and just click on the logo for the event that is kind of nearest to you. So we've got Pedigoo Gathering is coming up in Irvine on the 24th of February. Muckle Grampian is at Robert Gordon's College in Aberdeen on the 17th of March. And Pedigoo Tweed is down my way at Kingsland Primary School in Peebles on the 24th of March. Three good events. And if you can't make it along, we'll be tweeting. There'll be hopefully lots of stuff coming out off of the back of them in terms of just sharing what's happening. So do get on Twitter and follow us on there too.
Brilliant. No, it looks really great. And I think hopefully somebody will listen to this and be convinced by your enthusiasm, Susan. I'm guessing, since I probably told you I'd take about half an hour and it's now pushing 50 minutes, that we should wrap up quite soon. But is there anything else you want to add to what you've already said?
No, I don't think so, John. I think we've just had a blather, haven't we? Do you know, I was nervous about doing this. John, I can say that now. But it's been great. It's been lovely to just talk. And I think that, there you go, there's another
example.
Another example of it. Yeah. You know, when you just start to talk about why this stuff matters, it's not difficult to do at all. You know, it's just really, I think the thing I would like to kind of leave it on is this idea that for us as teachers, I want sharing what we do to just be part of what we do. You know, it's not something extra that you need to add on. It's not something that you're going to be sort of held accountable for. It's just part of what we do. You know, you reflect on what you're doing and you share that with other people to help them reflect. And that is how we get that ripple going mm-hmm. out. You know, that's how we all get on the same page and we take charge of what's happening, you know, and make our professional learning on our terms, really. That's where we want to be.
Right. And I'm Caroline out there in the far, far north is saying, nobody cares which sector you're in, which is mm-hmm. great.
And I think that's true. That's definitely a big thing. And I think that it's a great leveler at a Pettigrew event and a teach meet as well. And that's really important. And I think that remembering that, we talked earlier about making that leap or being brave enough to just take that first step to get involved. And the Pettigrew Muckle last year, there was head teachers who were presenting alongside student teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's the same, and it gives everybody that kind of stomach churn when they've got to get up and talk for that first few seconds. But actually, when you do it, magical stuff happens. You know, it really opens doors. And I think that's a great point, Caroline. You're absolutely right. It doesn't matter what sector you're from. It's you make connections, and some of the most interesting conversations I've had at Pettigrew events and at Teach Meets as well has been with people in completely different settings, completely different sectors from what I'm in, and that sometimes is the most inspiring stuff, because it gives you an insight. And I think teaching is a career where, you know, the range, the variation of what we do is so different depending on what sector you work in. So yeah, that's a really good point to make.
Oh, and I think that the last word I would say is Caroline's also picked out the word nourishing as a description of Pettigrew. I think you've certainly nourished anybody's appetite tonight, Susan. Thank you so much for talking. Thank you so much for the enthusiasm, all the work you've done, not only preparing for this, but organising Pettigrew and working with the team and people all over the place. It's been great to talk. So thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Thanks so much for having me on and, making it easy. It's always great to talk about this stuff. So thank you very much. Had a ball.
Brilliant. So I'll just say to everybody out there, good night, folks.